रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. Ayodhya Kanda, chapter number 104, Bharata takes refuge in Rama. Rama knew beyond a doubt that Bharata, out of his supreme devotion, had put away the crown that was secured to him and had come to the forest in the lowly hermit garb. He glanced at Lakshmana and said, Bharata, may I know why you are here clad in deerskin and dress of bark? Receiving no reply, he asked again, why have you renounced the throne that was within your grasp and have betaken yourself here in hermit garb? He paused in vain for an answer. Then he drew Bharata to himself, clasped the prince to his breast and said, dear boy, why have you sought me out here in this sad plight with your friends and retainers? How is it that I see you worn, faded and broken in spirit? I will not be denied. Thus urged, Bharata spoke back in accents of humility. Brother, our sire lent his ears to the evil counsel of Kaikeyi and banished you, his eldest born and the best of men, to the forest wastes. He gave me, a younger son, the crown that should descend to you of right. He essayed to do a task that no other even dreams of doing, and the shock of separation from a beloved son deprived him of his very life. Impelled by my mother, he labored hard to lay up the store of sin that killed his fair fame forever. The temptress Kaikeyi, that infamous woman, was denied the consolation of getting for me the kingdom upon which she had set her heart. Foul murderess of her husband, she is now a despicable widow. Her hopes shattered, she is now consumed by an undying grief that here she reaps but a harvest of sin and infamy. Frightful hells yawn to receive her hereafter. I came out of the womb of Kaikeyi and am entitled to share the scorn and shame that crown her. That sinful wretch brought me into this world only to ruin me in every way. I snatched the crown from the brows of my brother to whom it belongs of right. I drove him to the dreary woods. The world censures me as having plotted all along to get the throne. And it is my hand that slew my father. You are my only stay and refuge. I cast myself on your mercy. I have none else to stand between me and evil. I entreat you to go back with us to Ayodhya. Bring to a happy conclusion the coronation ceremonies that have been so rudely interrupted. Seat yourself on the throne of your fathers like the king of the Devatas in his capital of Amaravati and rule over us happily and long. You will thereby secure my salvation also. These citizens and these royal ladies that are rendered masterless and miserable by the loss of their husband are here to add their prayers to mine. Please deign to gratify their wishes. This is the dharma observed by our house till now. You are qualified in every way to protect us. Please accept the crown and fulfill our long cherished hopes that ever pray for our welfare. Let the earth be rid of her curse of widowhood and shine as the moon in the clear autumn sky. I said to myself, your heart cannot brook to see me shed a tear. Would you behold millions of your subjects, friends, kin and elders weep in sorrow and despair? And came down here with the army of your kingdom as if on an expedition. You may set aside my prayers, but these ministers and counselors are grown gray in years, wisdom and dharma. They ever seek your welfare and have served our house for generations, and they have guided our kingdom through great crises, and it becomes you not to slight their prayers. I have but to show myself to get from you anything I may desire. I entreated it of you. Would I fail? I know that your noble heart will be wrung with remorse and sorrow when you think that you refused to grant my request even after I laid my head at your feet and begged it of you. Till now you used to importune me to express my wishes and granted them as soon. Behold, I have myself come to prefer my request to you. Did I not come into the world along with you, and shall I be reduced to the necessity of entreating you? I call myself your brother, but is it to claim a share of your kingdom? Am I not your disciple, whom you have initiated into the sacred mantras? Nay, not so. A disciple cannot be bought and sold, so I am your slave. I am sure that my arguments are irresistible. Hence, extend your kindness unto me and grant a favorable ear to my suit. Have you the heart to reject the piteous appeals of these ministers, governors, heads of departments, and other citizens? He laid his head at the feet of Rama and bathed them with his tears. There he lay on the ground, sighing hard as a maddened elephant. But Rama raised him fondly, clasped him to his breast, and replied, "You are the scion of the noble house on earth, endowed with every virtue and excellence, radiant, a strict observer of vows and penances. No one would for a moment dream of associating you with treachery to your brother or unworthy ambition to possess his crown. I see no fault in you, no stain upon your fame and valor. You do ill when you revile and blame out of ignorance the lady that bore you. Our elders extend their love and affection to such of their wives and children as find a place in their heart, and it were a vain task to prevent it. The wise hold that sons and disciples are as much amenable to the authority of their parents and teachers as their wives. You cannot deny it. Our sire has much power to command me to enjoy the comforts and luxuries of a royal life, as he has to command me to dwell in the forests, clad in the garb of hermits. Our devotion and respect are due to our mother equally well as to our father. How can I transgress the orders of my righteous father and mother to dwell in the woods? The emperor has, before all the world, laid his commands upon us that you should wear the crown and rule at Ayodhya, and that I should spend 14 years in the forests leading the life of hermits. He has now departed to the heaven world, yet that virtuous king is a law unto you. He is a monarch under whose protection we live in happiness. He is your spiritual guide as of all the world. Hence, it is but just you receive the share he has allotted to you and enjoy it at Ayodhya. It devolves upon me to receive my share and enjoy it in the forest of Dandaka for 14 years. Honored by all, rivaling Indra in might and power, Dasharatha, our father, has, in no doubtful terms, intimated to me his pleasure, and I sincerely believe that it will conduce to my highest good here and hereafter. I desire not the sovereignty of all the worlds ever created if I have not my father's commands thereto." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.